Hey, Eagle here. Before we actually get to the real episode of the podcast here, I wanted to announce right here, we're actually going to try something new starting next week, Sunday. We're going to try and every single Sunday answer any kind of questions, mail, or voice messages that we get through the Anchor system. We turned it on. You can go ahead and leave us a voice message, and you might even hear it right here on the podcast. You can find it at anchor.fm/earlyburbbriefing. And with that, let's get to the episode. Fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing. It is Sunday, May 16th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Brief, and I'm Eagle Falcon. You want some concerning news? How about this? Another major ransomware attack, this time shutting down, from what I understand, the entire healthcare system for Ireland. Doctors are currently unable to access any patient records right now, as the entire system is currently the victim of a, quote, very sophisticated ransomware attack. This specifically has affected the health that's the guy's title. But basically, the system was entirely shut down as a precautionary measure after the cyber attack actually attacked them. We don't have any details as of yet. We will be reporting on them when we actually get them, in regards to who the group is that tried to attack the thing. But, you know, this kind of goes back to what I was talking about just a couple days ago, about how if you go ahead and decide, you know what, we're going to go ahead and reward someone for getting away with a ransomware attack, then it might encourage others to go ahead and go for it and see what the worst that can happen is. Well, I'm not saying this is directly a result of that, because it could very well be it's not. But at the same time, you just can't help but look at the situation and wonder, I wonder if this hacking group was emboldened by the success of the pipeline hack. And this also just once again kind of reinforces the whole thing of, you know, maybe, just maybe, making sure you practice basic sort of precautionary measures on a data center or just in standard operations might not be the worst thing to kind of review. And also just, you know, just in case an entire system is potentially encrypted and you have to start from scratch, go through your own data center and figure out how hard would it be to restore from backup, because let's be honest, that would have saved the pipeline organization, you know, $5 million. Of course, I'm overly simplifying things. There could also just be a whole bunch of this, that, and the other thing that I don't know about that made restoration impossible. But, you know, if there are any people who are in charge of such data centers listening to this podcast, first off, high five. And second, might I recommend that you all look at your own systems, even if you're at home, and say, you know, if something happened that I couldn't, that my computer just, what, that I was infected with ransomware, how would I restore my system to operation again? Backup. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.